Right, some more phone calls. Malte Olsen is on the line. Hello, Malte.
Hello.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. What can we do for you?
Well, I've got a question about sound and sound loudness and how air pressure makes the sound travel differently. For example, loudness of a sound decreases when air pressure decreases. And we know that no sound can travel in a vacuum. However, does this also mean that higher air pressure would result in louder noises? And do deep sea divers in decompression chambers have to keep their voices down because sounds appear louder for them?
I don't know about the deep sea divers, but what the effect is how efficiently you can kind of couple, so get a vibration from the musical instrument or your voice into the air, then from the air into your ears. And with all of these transitions, you tend to get some sound carrying on and some sound reflecting. And the closer the material is which you're going from and to, the more energy that gets transferred. So if you're going from one bit of air to the other bit of air, pretty much all of the energy is transferred from one to the other. If you're going from air to a solid piece of steel, almost none of the energy is transferred. And actually vice versa, you're going from a solid bit of steel, but almost none of the energy is transferred into air and all of it's reflected. So if you have very, very high pressure, if you increase the pressure of air, it's going to increase its density and make it seem to the sound wave more like the musical instrument or more like your ear. So more energy will get transferred. So everything will get more efficient. And I would have thought you would hear things louder.
Terrific. Dave, thank you very much.